How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, I'm Amy L. Adler, and you're listening to the Job Search Podcast. I'm an executive resume writer with 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts, and today I want to give you the down and dirty about how to present a great cover letter. Here are my 10 commandments for a sparkling cover letter. Number one, make sure you have a cover letter and send it with your resume. You'd be surprised how few job seekers actually include cover letters with their resumes. These quote-unquote naked resumes might get read, or they might get trashed. If your hiring manager is one of those who loves to find out more about star applicants, you need to provide the means for that person to do so. Number two, include your proper address and job title. Don't embarrass yourself and automatically consign your resume to the dustbin by neglecting to personalize your letter for the hiring manager in the position you're seeking. So make sure that you have the right company name, the right hiring manager, everything is spelled properly. I was just talking to a hiring manager recently who told me that sometimes, often, and humorously, and sadly, she gets cover letters and thank you letters that are addressed to companies that the individuals interviewing for or applying to, but not that company. So they looked pretty silly. Number three, create a simple, elegant design for your letterhead. So ensure that the hiring manager sees that your resume and letter come together as a package. That is if you are handing it over printed. If you are emailing it, you don't need an elegant design for your letterhead because you are copying and pasting that cover letter into the body of your email. Number four, do not rehash your resume. Your resume is a detailed list of your accomplishments, and a cover letter is an introduction to that resume. Don't confuse the two. Instead, highlight the best of your resume and explain why your accomplishments prove you'll be the best for the job. Number five, don't write a cover letter that is more than one page. Again, your letter is a teaser for your resume, and if you've gone over one page, you're boring your reader. Be succinct, be punchy, be powerful. So number six, highlight the best of your accomplishments. So with respect to number five, you're not writing more than one page. So what do you mention in this cover letter? When you talk about your career history, make sure that you've selected the most relevant, most incisive, and most exemplary accomplishments that you can drum up from your past. You might need to tweak these, by the way, based on the job posting, so one cover letter does not fit all. Number seven, use impeccable grammar and spelling. If writing isn't your long suit, ask someone to read your cover letter, and your resume for that matter. Barring that, read it out loud to yourself, backward. Sentence by sentence. Trust me, that technique will enable you to focus on each word of each sentence. Number eight, use online application systems to your advantage. If you're uploading your resume into an online applicant tracking system, an ATS, create one document with your letter on the first page and your resume on the second and or third pages. That way, your cover letter has a home if you aren't able to upload it separately into a separate field. Number nine, keep emailed letters short. Attention spans for email are shorter than those for printed materials, so your email cover letter might be half to two-thirds of the length of your printed one. Make sure that your cover letter fits on one to two screens of your average smartphone, as this is now becoming a primary way that recruiters are looking at content. If you're not sure what it looks like, then email it to yourself and figure it out. Number 10, if you have any misgivings about Commandments 1 through 9, hire somebody who knows what they're doing. Hire an expert resume writer cover letter. If you have any reservations about your ability to craft a top flight resume, cover letter, or post interview thank you letter, call me. I will absolutely help you shorten the timeline of your job search. With that, I will thank you for listening to the Job Search Podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler. You can certainly find me at 801-810-5627. And I would be delighted if you would sign up to subscribe on Stitcher and on iTunes and everywhere else podcasts live. Thanks so much.